If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here. LeBron is hurt. Okay, RJ. Now, LeBron, I mean, the comeback was nice. And I saw the story, bigger story, that the Lakers were able to come back from 27 down or that the Mavericks lost that game. Because now they're 1-3 with Kyrie and
100% Mavericks, Luka together. Mavericks lose the game. I couldn't believe when I saw the headline. They were winning so easily. I could not believe when I saw the final score that the Lakers had won, like 111-108. They didn't. Mavericks must have done nothing in the second half offensively. But, yeah, the bigger story to me, it's not going to be, look, publicly people try to make the Lakers. ESPN tries to make the Lakers a story every chance they can because they play to they play to the West Coast and they play to the East Coast. I'm not trying to say it's media, but that's just who they're playing to on TV.
You notice them talking about the Rockets ever? No.
Yeah, none. However, I would ask you this. You don't think that the bigger story, I think 100% the bigger story is what is going to happen with Luka and Kyrie, because Kyrie now has had, all right, we know he kind of ruined Boston. Boston had a rhythm going. Yeah. Then Kyrie got there and it got jumped
without
up.
Without Kyrie,
and
now they finally got to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Exactly. And now they're finally making it like they're getting back from the Kyrie era. The Nets fell completely apart. Now you've got he and LeBron didn't get along the first time when he was with the Cavs. Not like you would want him to. And now he goes with, and I'm not saying he's not getting along with Luka, but it's got at some point Kyrie's got to result in wins. Kyrie is the talented version of Westbrook right now. Like, can you win with Kyrie? With Westbrook, you get worse.
Yeah. Well,
Kyrie's really talented.
But
how are they not winning?
I was watching Kyle. It was yesterday. Colin Cowherd says, "Are the Lakers now a lock?" So with LeBron and with
Anthony Davis
back, and are they now a lock to make the playoffs? And then, oh, well, LeBron's out. His foot again. His foot. This is the same foot that's bothered him before.
Well, he also said this. He said the Lakers just put a fresh coat of paint on a car that has 286,000 miles, and I think we're seeing that now.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to happen. And you know Anthony Davis isn't going to stay healthy the rest of the year. I mean, he can't. He never does. He doesn't. It's just not going to happen. Didn't he just say the other day these are the most important 25 games of my career? He just said that the other day.
He did say that.
And now he's out for however long.
Steroids.
You want him to take steroids?
It's time.
Yeah, it's time. It's time for you.
Yeah, maybe time for steroids.
And now KD. Here's Charles Barkley talking about Kevin Durant going to the Phoenix Suns.
First of all, there's no difference. Okay. But this is the problem. Kevin gets mad at me when I point this out. If you go back and look at LeBron, who I really admire and respect, he said this. I did not say this. He says, I had to win a championship without Dwayne to get old heads respect. Kobe Bryant said this too. He says, I have to win a championship without Shaq to get these old heads off my back. I hold Kevin Durant to the same criteria. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what the fan says. I'm talking about old guys like myself who went through the trenches. Kevin Durant going to have to, before, like, hey, he's all-time great. But when it comes to being mentioned with some of these other guys, he's going to have to win a championship where he's the leader of the team and he's the best player.
Or
he can't
what?
Join a 70-some win team and then win a couple championships. But everywhere else he's been, he hasn't been successful. So that's the standard I hold him to. If he want to be on a level with LeBron and Kobe and those guys, he going to have to be the best player as the leader.
I don't think that's – I think that's fair. All the all-time greats have had that. They've won – like, you think about that. Even the guys who are all-time greats that didn't win, they were clearly the dudes on the team. Now, saying that Kevin Durant is the best player on a team is different from saying – he is the dude. Like, everything revolves around him. He is a. You know what? I don't think it's ever been like that. Now, maybe it's because he had Russell Westbrook initially. Then he was with Golden State. Then do you think of everywhere he's went? Just like Charles said, there's always other guys. And then
it's hard coming from Charles, who never won any championships.
Yeah,
I mean,
you always knew he was the dog, though.
Yeah,
you always knew he was the alpha, and he never passed that up. Never did he try to sink quietly into the background or use burner accounts. Like, Charles was a true alpha, and Kevin Durant is not an alpha. He's sensitive, but that doesn't mean, I don't know, Kevin Durant, it doesn't mean he's not an all-time great. He is. What Charles said, all of that actually does make sense. You had no doubt that Kobe, when Shaq was gone, that's fine. Kobe was like, it doesn't mean that you don't have to have other guys with you, but you know, you're the guy. Kobe, Shaq and Kobe both had, I'm the guy energy, and that's why I think eventually they clashed. So it doesn't mean that, you know, Kevin Durant was the best player with Kyrie and James Harden, but you never got the sense that he was the guy. He was not the guy with Golden State. He was actually not even the guy with Oklahoma City. Now, he's been the best player, but not the guy. What Charles wants to see from him is what LeBron has gone through, what Damian Lillard. There's been no doubt about Damian Lillard. Some of that is because of the guys around you. But C.J. McCollum was a good player. James was the guy with Houston. Never was he not the guy, even when it was Dwight Howard or whatever. James is still the guy. Joel Embiid right now is the guy. You know he's the guy. Giannis is the guy. Think about that. Luka's the guy. Kevin Durant was, for sure, with the Nets, the guy. Now is he with Chris Paul and Devin Booker? No.
Did you see Giannis's little shot he took at Kevin Durant during the Daily Show?
No.
No, I don't think I did.
No. What did Giannis say?
You keep joining super teams to win the NBA title. How about we work out together sometime so I can teach you how to carry your own team?
Oh!
Wait, how was that?
Play that again.
What was he? Well, hold on. What's the context?
Where is he?
Is he talking directly to Kevin Durant? Or what
so
was that?
He was on the Daily Show, and they brought up Kevin Durant. And the host was like, do you want to say anything to Kevin? And you see Giannis.
Why did they do that? Like,
I have,
do you want to say anything to Kevin?
Yeah,
Well, Kevin's
no clue.
Joining another, you know, alleged super team.
Yeah,
gotta
but did
go
Kevin say
to,
something about
to win
Giannis
a title?
Or, okay.
But let's hear it again.
You keep joining super teams to win the NBA title. How about we work out together sometime so I can teach you how to carry your own team?
Oh!
Wow. I mean, that's...
Whoa.
And that's one of the premier players in the game.
Wow. How about we work out together so I teach you how to win with your own team? Is that what he said? I don't know. I don't speak Greek.
I can teach you how to carry your own team.
How to carry your own team. Wow,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
Kind of stuff. Well, but it comes from Giannis. What is Kevin Durant going to say?
Oh, dude.
What could he possibly say to
this
Giannis?
This is what Kevin's going to say. Oh! He will get to his phone as fast as he can. I don't know. But Kevin Durant's got to take some time to cleverly craft his Twitter response. Because that's how Kevin Durant lives. Great player, but just too much.
He can't say anything. Giannis is in Milwaukee winning.
If you think Kevin Durant, who has a burner phone for a 15-year-old kid who has his own website that has no hits,
yeah,
and went after him, you don't think he's going after Giannis, who did this on live television? He has to.
Wow.
This is just like rat beefs. He has to respond with tweets.
Oh, my God. When did this happen? Was this last night?
This last night.
Last night? Wow.
Wow.
Well,
has anyone done a wellness check on Kevin Durant?
I hope
someone's done a wellness check on him.
Is he okay?
I seriously doubt he's okay.
Wow. That was savage. You don't do that.
Yes,
Giannis.
You do. I know. That's shocking. Clearly, there's got to be a backstory where Giannis has got to be just tired of this nonsense.
Well, I would imagine Giannis is tired of all of the drama and the load management and the player movement. I got to go to this team. I can't win here. I got to go to that team.
Well, Giannis is from a different country. He's like, what is all this nonsense?
All this stuff. We ain't
how about that. We work out together sometime so I can teach you how to carry your own team?
Wow.
Jeez.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, Kevin Durant's already responded to Charles. I don't remember LeBron saying this. Somebody linked me to the article. He took Charles's comments to Stephen A. Smith, retweeted and said, I don't remember LeBron saying this.
Charles Barkley says there's no difference between LeBron James going to Heat and Kevin Durant going to the Warriors. I guess, yeah, it's the same thing. That's way back. That's back in the day. Now, this Suns move is a different story, right? Is this Suns move any different than the other movements?
How's it different?
Well,
he forced his way out in the middle of a season.
He forced his way out, but did he orchestrate it to the Suns?
Did he tell them
I got to get to the Suns?
Probably.
That was like the team of his list of preferred teams. I think that was number one.
Yeah, they were on the preferred list team.
Well, preferred list, but LeBron just said, let's all go to Miami.
Well, yeah, and that but that was through free agency. Everyone had this was getting out of a contract. That free agency is free agency. LeBron did it that way, yes, but technically they all had the opportunity to do that because they were all outside of their contracts. This is getting out of a contract. This is fundamentally altering the fan base who's paying season tickets because you're there. You're hurting that entire organization.
Oh,
that's
really?
Why Adam Silver's
all
like,
those people
no.
that bought those Nets tickets.
And Kevin Durant's saying, no, this is good for basketball. It's not good for the people who are actually paying salaries.
All those people that as soon as it was announced that Kevin Durant and Kyrie and James Harden are all going to and bought all those tickets, and then they got none of them now. None of them. None of them. This is what they get for the season tickets that they bought. None of it. It's unbelievable. Good. It can't be better for the Rockets because they got all those picks. All right, 812, 813 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776.
Oh, how about this stat? Holy moly. 2001-2002, there were 42 players who played all 82 games in the NBA, including guys like Paul Pierce, Pau Gasol, Stephon Marbury, and Marbury was crazy, Jason Kidd, Jalen Rose, John Stockton, Tim Duncan, Gary Payton, Steve Nash. In 21-22, there were 5 players.
Oh.
It's gone from 42 to 5, and the 5 players are not star players.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on a second. This was the Daily Show. He was reading a script that the writers wrote for him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. He was reading a script. So the full clip you got is him talking trash to Jokic, KD, and LeBron.
Oh,
okay.
Play it all.
We got to play the whole thing.
I'm about to say, you know there's articles that says he roasted, who took people who have written entire articles just like we were doing, based on one soundbite.
Right, right.
Do you know there's articles online that already say he roasted who believe that's what happened because they take the context too.
Absolutely. We believed it.
RJ's trying to start beef with Kevin Durant.
RJ, you got now.
Why are you trying to get Kevin Durant
Kevin
mad
Durant
at us?
Kevin Durant is going
to
hate us now and
why
never come on
Durant
the show.
Mad at us?
We'll play the whole thing when we come back here on ESPN. We got caught. RJ, you got got, okay? We'll play the whole thing when we come back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about RestoPros. Do you have a plumbing company, or are you a plumber? Do you have? Are you a contract? Are you a roofer, okay? Are you a contractor for an apartment building? Do you a management company? And you have issues with something that happened with water. Leaking, ruptured water heaters, plumbing leaks in the wall, overflow or cracked shower pans. If floors are starting to, starting to fold, and you all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, what are we going to do? RestoPros. That's what you're going to do. 975restoration.com. 975restoration.com. Water extraction, removal of wet materials that are compromised beyond repair, applying antimicrobial agent to protect from future microbial growth, dry and stabilize the environment using equipment. They did all of that stuff for us. They did all of that stuff for us at our house, and I couldn't be happier. And then they started Daniel and Nikki. They're so unbelievably – they're so awesome. And they hung out with us when the insurance agent came, and they took care of that as well. I'm telling you, they are going to make sure – that the stories that Daniel has told me about some of the houses that were completely underwater and he saved them, if you have any issue whatsoever, or if you're a management company or a plumber or you are a roofer and you see water problems – 975restoration.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, we want to invite you to go play a fun round of golf. Have some fun with us. It's going to be on March 8th, Wednesday, March 8th, which is coming up, okay, quickly. We want to fill this thing up.
Let's
go. We want to get meals for kids' meals. SiteJab.com is presenting this thing. It's at Wildcat Golf Club. Wildcat is in great shape. Playing there Friday. My boys are all in town, and we're going to be playing out there on Friday. Each golf, we're going to receive beverages from Carbach Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, 18 holes of golf, and a quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. So we want you to come on out. And like I said, Wildcat is in great, great shape. This is it ain't easy. They put so much into it. You got to keep them greens. You got to keep them fairways. That's the important thing, is keeping your fairways in the winter when, you know, all the grass dies, and they do an unbelievable job. It's in great shape. Just played there the other day, as a matter of fact. Going out today to play Highland Pines, our newest course out here. It's so different. It's got zoysia throughout, zoysia grass, which stands straight up. So your ball is teed up in the fairways, you know?
That seems great.
It is awesome. It is awesome. I played there once, and we're going to go play there again today. As a matter of fact, I'm joining. You're going to hear a lot about Highland Pines because they're going to be advertising with us here. And then laser zoysia greens, which nobody else has. There's no grain. You know how you putt against the grain and it's slower?
Yeah, you got it.
There's no grain either way. It stands straight up, and the ball just rolls perfectly, and they're fast as lightning. It's really different than anywhere
Where's
else.
Where's this being used?
It's here. That's it. It's and the only one in the world. It's the it's the first in the world that has laser zoysia greens.
It's grass, though?
It's grass. It's grass.
Why laser? What do you mean laser?
Laser zoysia, it's just a different kind type of zoysia green that they've developed at Texas A&M University. And it's the first in the world. And you're going to see a lot more places are going to go to it. But zoysia is a different kind of grass. It's just awesome. It's just awesome for golf. Anyway, it's our newest course, the first course that we've had in 20 years built here. Mm. We've had courses renovated.
What?
Yeah. We've had courses renovated. Like Tiger's course is in a new course.
What was the last one? Was it not Tour 18?
Well, Blue Jack. Oh, no.
That was
Blue Jack was redone by Tiger, but it's not a new course. It's a It's an old course that was renovated.
No, what about what's the one that
18's old.
Yeah. What's the one that Elk?
Oh, Wood Forest. That's longer than 20 years ago.
Elks?
Oh yeah.
What's longer. That called?
That might have been the last course. Wood Forest National. Wood Forest. It used to be something else. Now it's Wood Forest.
I bet that was the last one. That's the last one I remember.
Yeah, maybe. About. That's 20 years ago now. Going on 20 years now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so this is the first new course that we've had in quite a while. So in almost two decades. So it's really, I'm excited about it. And they're going to start advertising with us. And it's just going to be, it's just awesome. If you're a golfer, you need to check this out. GolfHighlandPines.com. GolfHighlandPines.com. I'm really excited about it. Really excited about it. Anyway, 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. Our Astros lost yesterday. I mean, it's tough to take. You got to take the L. You got to take the L, but it's okay. It's a preseason game, so nobody cares. So they lost, and Forrest Whitley gave up a couple of runs. He threw some more strikes that he wasn't able to do last year, but he wasn't good. He just wasn't good. He gave up two runs in two innings.
Let's be honest. This is his last stand.
I would think. They've gone this long with him.
It's already probably been his last stand. When you look at the construct of the pitching staff, really he is – you just wanted to pitch well as a trade partner.
Well, here's the deal, is now you can use him more than ever with Lance McCullers down. You've got one young guy in Hunter Brown that's got to fill in as the fifth guy. You need a guy. What if somebody else goes down? God forbid somebody else goes down. What are you going to do?
Well, it ain't gonna be him, more than likely. I mean, he's not considered one of the top-tier
pitchers. This much money, this much time you've put into him, and you're not even going to try?
Well, he's not good. Well, they're obviously giving him a chance right now.
Yeah.
But he's got to do better than this.
Well, I mean, don't know what he's working
on. But his performance hasn't been good for several years.
No, I would imagine if you are Forrest Whitley, you are trying to get guys out. You know, a lot of spring training is, I'm trying to get my curveball. I'm trying to get Bubba.
He's got to look good.
He's got to look good. No. He's got to look good.
He's got to try to have his A game.
But right I don't care that he gave up a couple of runs.
But he does because he doesn't have – what does he have to work off of? Like, well, you know what? Last year – wow, what a weird year. He was 8-2 last year with a 6.53.
Yeah, well, that was a – listen.
A whip of 158.
Hunter Brown was like the – Hunter Brown was the Bob Gibson – In Cy Young of that league.
When did his
ERA was like half of what the next, I mean, he was like a run and a half better than the next guy in the league.
When did he start pitching for the Astros minor league system?
Who, Forrest Whitley?
Mm-hmm.
Forrest Whitley, it's got to be 5 years ago.
What, give me a year.
I'm going to say 2017.
2016. How many?
It's 7 years now.
Yeah, this is the seventh year. How many games has he pitched in the minor leagues during that time?
In 7 years,
mm-hmm.
He has pitched 59 games.
70
games.
It's 58 starts.
That's what I meant.
Yep. He's been 1-2, 5-4, 0-2, 3-7, 0-2. Since 2018, now remember, he didn't pitch in 20, he didn't pitch in 21. One of those was COVID year. One of them was injury. Starting in 2019, and that's after his suspension for drugs, right?
His suspension for drugs was
18?
It was missed hefty
because,
year.
Yeah, it was 18. In 18, he is 0-2 with a 376, but he only pitched 8 games. In 2019, John, 3-7 with a 799. Didn't pitch in 20. Didn't pitch in 21. Last year, he was 0-2 with a 6.53. His whip has been 173 and 158. There is nothing since 2019 that would lead you to believe. Now, like I said, two of those years he didn't pitch.
Yeah.
But since 2019, he's been terrible, didn't pitch terrible.
Yeah.
He can't afford to give up two runs in two innings right now. He really doesn't have anything in his background. You have to go all the way back to 2018, the year he was kicked out of the league for drugs and suspended, to find decent pitching where his whip was actually a .99. Before that, a 1.21, and then limited time in 16 was 1.34. You could see 16, 17, 18, there was opportunity. There was, you could still see it. 19 and 22 have been terrible. And he didn't pitch in 20 because of COVID and 21 because of injury.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know what else you have. If this isn't his last stand, I don't know what is.
7 years that you've been paying this guy, and he's giving you zero major league innings. Zero. Unbelievable. RJ is getting that ready, but we couldn't do it here. We will play Giannis on the Daily Show after Robert Flores. Robert Flores is joining us in 4 minutes right here on ESPN.
We also call him Roflo sometimes.
Roflo. He's Roflo. And so he will be back with the show with us right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, I'm talking about Truck Month and how exciting it is at Chastain Ford. The F-150 has been the best-selling truck in America for 46 years. And it's bolder. I just bought one, my 2023. I love it. The 2023 F-150 is the ultimate tool for work and recreation. Toughest, most productive, most powerful F-150 ever. I love mine. And I got the electric. But you got 8 different levels. You got XL, XLT, Tremor, Lariat, King Ranch, Platinum, Raptor, Limited. The F-150 Limited is the highest trim level with hybrid power boost. That's half gas, half electric hybrid. Engine that will haul, tow, and accelerate faster, more efficiently. I'm going to tell you this. The electric cars, holy crap, is it fast. It's lightning. My lightning is lightning. But all of these are just, it's different, okay? So if you're looking for that F-150, it's truck month at Chastain Ford. 2022 and 23 F-150 models, 0% for 36 months, 0 cash down, 0 payments for 90 days. Chastain Ford is the truck experts. You're looking for a truck, they got them on the lot right now at Chastain Ford. 0% for 36 months, 0 cash down, 0 payments for 90 days. ChastainFord.com at 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The best baseball guy in the country, Houston's own, Robert Flores, Roflo, at Roflo, joining us here once again on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Roflo, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. We saw you with our Astros. That's good stuff. Overall, pitch clock, what are major leaguers saying about it?
I think I would say it's funny that the hitters think that they have an advantage and the pitchers think, no, I think we have an advantage. So I like it. I know some people are freaking out about it and some people don't like it. But then there's other people that just like to be mad for the sake of being mad. So it's really been 4 days. I guarantee you by May 1st, we're not even talking about it. It's just going to be something we don't notice. These guys, they're the best in the world at what they do. So they're going to be able to adjust and they'll be fine. And I actually think younger players who came up with this form of a pitch clock and system going up through the minors, I think they probably are a little bit further ahead with it than some of their veteran counterparts. So it's going to be fine.
Change is hard, and there are going to be some things that people are not happy about, and you hope it doesn't interfere with the actual gameplay itself. I think that's the biggest concern. I want to ask you about this. If Major League Baseball finds that things need to be tweaked, because the NFL, right, when the Saints had the non-interference penalty NFL said, okay, we got a new penalty that we're going to add, and they didn't like the way it was called, so they took it out the next year. Is there any chance that baseball will say, you know what, let's add 2 seconds onto this? Or in what I'm looking for is the last 2 innings, let's take the clock out, because just like the last 2 minutes of football or like basketball where, you know, the end of the game is managed differently, let's give them more time to think it out over the last 2 innings.
I really don't think there's going to be any changes.
Okay.
Because here's why I say that. These rules, this system, this infrastructure, if you will, it has been tested and retested and retested at various levels of professional baseball, except for the major leagues. I mean, this system has been in place in the minor leagues for a handful of years. I know that they've done it quite extensively in their independent league partners. So this is why they're doing it right off the bat in spring training. Hey, guys, this is the way it's going to be. Let's play some ready golf. Let's get in the box. No longer do you have to adjust your batting gloves after every pitch. Let's get in there. Let's go. And the same thing for the pitchers. So I think this is serving as their lab test. And it's going to allow guys to, you know, get used to it, get comfortable with it. Now, if during the course of spring training they see that, hey, maybe we could go a tweak here or a tweak there, yeah, sure, I'm sure that they would consider it. But I don't think you're going to see a big change from what we're seeing now once the regular season starts.
I think it's cool. I think it's great. I was watching yesterday, and I feel like, you know what, just get in there and let's go. Let's just go.
And you know what, I will say that, you know, people, you know, fans that don't like it, they'll say, why are you changing the game? Why are they always changing the game? We love the game. Okay, well, then you should love that this is bringing back. It's bringing a style of baseball that I grew up with in the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, turn on a playoff game. Go on YouTube or go on MLBVault.com and pull up, I don't know, the 1978 World Series. And the game is played differently. Guys are not stepping out of the box after every pitch. Pitchers are getting the ball and going. Also, I think the implementation of the PitchCom is going to help this whole process be implemented as well. So it's not really changing the game or trying something totally new. No. It's going back to the way the game used to be played. And I love the way the game was played in the 70s and 80s. Let's implement speed and athleticism and pace. So I think you're going to see that come to fruition in 2023.
What about the I think the bigger impact is going to be the shift, the lack of shift. And mm-hmm. it's going to create more. You can't overplay my power, and my power is going to overcome your defense now.
Yeah, and, you know, just like in you referenced the NFL, and back in the mid-70s, look at what Roy Blunt did to those poor Oilers receivers back in the day. And every other receiver in the league. So the NFL implemented the 5-yard chuck rule. The mm-hmm. NBA with the illegal defense.
Yep.
So it's other sports do it. Other leagues do it. I've never understood why baseball is this thing that you just can't touch. This pristine, perfect. Things change. You know, the things evolve. Our tastes evolve. The way we consume entertainment has evolved. And baseball has to evolve with it, and I think we're seeing that.
I think the one thing that's interesting, all these changes are happening now, like changes to the base size. Like they're making, you know, there's a massive amount of changes coming all at once, which is fine. The question I would have for you, though, I think everything that you're talking about, it does get to fan enjoyment as it you know, the hand checking. There's the points are to all the changes that are made usually are because we want to increase scoring. We want it to be more fan friendly. This feels right. like a move, Robert, that is, it's smart because baseball is basically saying, look, we fundamentally understand that the younger generation of fans are not going to be able to sit through 3+ hours of games on a regular basis. We've got to make a fundamental change in how long our game takes, by all means necessary, for the future survival. And survival may be strong, but to continue to thrive, to potentially thrive, because kids who are 10 years old, their tastes could end up being completely different. And if we've got 3.5-hour games on a regular basis, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think if this makes sense, I think that there is a distinction between length of game and pace of game. You know, if the pace is going and it's going and, oh my goodness, we're over 3 hours, but we're in the 10th inning or the 11th inning, but the pace has been good and there's been constant action and the ball's put in play and you're seeing the players' athleticism be showcased because there's more stolen bases. There's shortstops going to their left and their right and deep in the hole because there's no longer 5 guys on one side of the infield. So I just think it's more just about the pace and the injection of more athleticism into the game. So as I said, look, it's been 4 days. And, you know, I shared the clip of what happened over the weekend between the Braves and the Red Sox where the game ended. You know, the game ended with the poor guy getting a strike called on him because he wasn't in the box. And, you know, there's some people with freaking out and hand-wringing. It's been 4 days. It's going to be fine. And like I said, by May 1st, I guarantee you we're not going to even be talking about it.
Nope. Robert Flores with us here. MLB Network on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. How embarrassed are you to be part of a company that had their top 10 list and the Astros rotation was 10th on that list?
Oh, really? Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
It was 10th?
The Astros rotation is 10th best in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you got to take some people
way,
up on this.
Ninth. And Fromber wasn't even in the top 10 pitchers in the league.
They said Fromber's not a top 10 pitcher in the American League?
No,
or
in the league in baseball.
Oh. Well, I mean, who you got the list in front of you?
Yeah. Corbin Burns, Justin Verlander, Carlos Rodon, Max Scherzer, Sandy Alcantara, Shohei Ohtani, Max Fried, Zach Wheeler, Jacob DeGrom, and Julio Urias. A minute. Fromber with the consecutive quality starts,
right.
Winner of the All-Star game, Jacob DeGrom, who never pitches, ever, is never out there. Okay, yeah. Julio.
Is that the guy? Now, here's what I will say. Like, every time someone comes to me complaining about a list, I'll say, all right, well, who are you taking out? So who are you taking
out? I'm taking out Zach Wheeler. I'm taking out Jacob DeGrom. I'm taking out Julio. I think Max Fried.
Oh, no, you can't take out Julio. That's the one I'm going to fight you to the death on.
Well, he's 10th on this list. He's 10th.
Julio is probably the best left-handed pitcher in the game right now and has been for probably 2-3 years. So, I see your argument on Jacob DeGrom just from an availability standpoint, an injury, durability, what have you. But I don't see anything egregious on there. I mean, Zach Wheeler, an amazing season. He's been pretty good for about 2 years now, especially since coming over to the Phillies. His career has taken a new step. I don't really have a problem with that list, but like I said, I could see your point on DeGrom. If you want to slide him down and move Fromber up a little bit, I wouldn't have a problem
with that.
Okay,
here's a question for you. Is right now, I firmly believe that because Fromber is a left-hander who throws a lot of hooks, even though he can hump it up to 97, and even though his strikeout numbers are pretty good, I believe that people just fundamentally underestimate him because he is a placement lefty who is a pitcher more than just a thrower. And I don't think he's getting the respect in a general sense. Forget the list. Just in a general sense that he deserves.
I would say that, look, the only reference or point of reference I have is reading national stuff and talking with the guys I work with, be it insiders or analysts there at MLB Network. And I can tell you that they hold Fromber Valdez and what he does and what he has done, I would say, since 2020, in pretty high regard.
Mm-hmm.
Is Fromber Valdez going to get the national pub right now that, say, Max Scherzer or Justin Verlander do? Or the aforementioned Jacob DeGrom? No, that's probably accurate, and I could see your point there. But to say he's being underestimated or undervalued from a national perspective and not getting enough respect, I don't really think that that's quite the case as much as maybe some Astro fans think. And I get it. Look, everyone thinks that their team never gets enough respect, and the national media hates them and all that stuff. I understand that. That's just how it goes.
Well, that's usually.
But I think all lefties, I think power pitchers, and I'm just saying historically, power pitchers always get a little bit more love than the crafty pitchers.
And that could be why we see DeGrom on that list so high. I mean, look, when Jacob DeGrom is healthy and right, I think he's one of the stuff and the potential to be one of the all-time greats. But the injuries and the injury problems have been an issue for him, so that could be the one where I agree with you. So maybe slide him down and move Fromber up, but make no mistake, Fromber Valdez is held in very, very high regard, at least at our place.
Is the McCullers injury? I'm kind of excited.
Not
that
great.
It's not great, but I'm kind of excited that Hunter Brown is actually going to start the season in the rotation.
Yeah, no, I think that look, he's now going to be pressed into service. And, you know, luckily, just I talked with Dusty a little bit, and just hearing from his conversations that he's had with the media and their news, you know, their reports and stuff like that, he doesn't seem to be too concerned. I mean, yes, would he love to have Lance McCullers available opening day? Yes, absolutely. But just hearing from what Lance is saying and what everyone else is indicating, it sounds like it's going to be, you know, okay, but it's definitely concerning. I'll give you another name. You mentioned Hunter Brown. I think at some point this season, and maybe it's right off the bat in 2023, Forrest Whitley's going to have to make a contribution. Whether it's at the back end of the rotation, in the bullpen, in a swing role similar to what maybe we saw Hunter Brown at points at times last year. But I know he pitched yesterday. He said he felt very good and felt, quote, pretty normal out there, which is all that, considering what all he's gone through in the previous years, that's definitely a welcome sign. But he's going to have to play a role at some point for the Astros.
I guess. He's been with them since 2000. We just looked up his stats. 2016, he's been in 70
right?
minor league games in 7 years, 6 years.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can't imagine how difficult that is. And listen, when you come in with the kind of hype and be picked where you were, he knows, he feels it. He's eager to get out there and knows that there is a, you know, a lot of question marks surrounding him. But man, it's time, and they really need it. Look, the loss of Verlander was going to put the depth, it was going to test the depth. Now with this McCullers injury, the depth is really, really tested.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he'll be back. Hopefully. All right, that's yes. Robert Flores. We'll let you go. You got your show on in 15 minutes?
No. MLB Central returns 9 a.m. Eastern on opening day. 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Houston time. Hey, and real quick, can I give a shout-out to my brother, Richard, his basketball team, Cy Falls. He's the head basketball coach for the boys' high school team. They take on Klein Collins in the regional quarterfinals tonight in Tomball.
Oh, so. Nice.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I met about your brother at a Rockets game. Great guy. I mean, you guys, he's older, isn't he? Or are you older?
No, he's my younger, bigger brother.
He's younger, bigger brother. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Matt, you guys look alike, and a really nice guy, and apparently a great coach. Great coach getting his team again to the playoffs. He's doing a hell of a job there. So congratulations and best of luck.
Appreciate it.
Robert Flores with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. As always, Robert, man, we really appreciate it. Thanks for spending your time with us.
Hey, you got it, guys. Anytime.
All right. Robert Flores here, MLB Network, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Opening day starts Baseball Central. What is it called?
MLB Central.
MLB Central. Mm-hmm. MLB Central.
Why are you not starting at
8 o'clock?
Game day.
It's 8 o'clock here now, though. He said 9 Eastern. 8 o'clock here. Oh yeah, we have him on. We usually have him on at 7:30, right? Usually at 7:30. Yeah.
I'm going to Indianapolis where it's East time zone.
Yeah.
You know from doing shows,
it's
like
better.
What a blessing it is.
It's better
doing morning radio, like
8 to 11.
Oh my God! And then going to California. Oh.
Yeah, that's the
doing
worst.
Shows there is the worst.
That's
Vegas.
The worst.
At least you got Vegas, you know. Second, you know, it's mm-hmm. early, but at least I'm Vegas. Although we haven't done a lot of radio from there, but I've done a lot of radio from the West Coast. 2 hours behind, it stinks.
It sucks.
Going to the East Coast.
Yep.
My show starts at 8. Oh, this is the best.
Yep. Right now, though, it's all about insurance.
Yeah, and TGS Insurance. I tell you what, they have found a way for you to shop for homeowners insurance without really having to try that hard. All you do is pick up your phone. You're going to have your phone anyway. You're scrolling through videos and you're doing all that stuff. Why don't you just really quickly get out your phone and go to your text function and text to the number 232323. Just add number 232323 and send the word money to that address. And what's going to happen is you'll get an automated text back asking for your address, and then you're going to send your address. And within 15 seconds, they're going to have a firm quote for you on your homeowner's insurance. Compare it against what you're paying right now. The ability to shop, and what they're doing is they're shopping a variety of A-rated insurance companies on their algorithm, and it's getting you competitive rates. So the company that has you now, they're not offering you competitive rates. They've got you. So you're not getting competitive rates. It's going to go up. It's not going to go down. It's going to go up. So a competitive rate will show you what you save. Now, your savings may be $150, but that's $150. And maybe you think, it's not worth the $150. Okay, what about $400? What about $700? The average person saves $900 who switches over. So when is the number, I don't know, when does it hit the number that's worth making the switch to TGS? You make that decision. I'm just telling you that all you have to do is text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:53 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want you to, once again, don't forget March 8th. We're going to have our occasional golf tournament. And we're also, it's that time again for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 for the fifth annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, supported by Rudy's Barbecue. We're giving away tons of prizes worth $50 and more each. And did we mention this is all free? Prizes include gift cards to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, Valencia's, Tex-Mex Garage, Chewy's, The Burger Joint, much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light a lager. Okay, so that is happening. We got our occasional invitational at Wildcat on March 8th. Busy, busy, busy time. Let's go. And everything, all of it, has libations involved. Okay, all right, all of it. I know it's Lent for me, but not for all of you. Okay, I am not partaking, but y'all are welcome to.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to partake that day? Are you going to play on March 8th?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you?
I think so. I'll at least it depends on if I have to do TV that day. Right now, I don't know the TV schedule for NFL Now. So NFL Now is their afternoon show. So they're putting me on like twice a week. So I have to do whatever their schedule is. So I got that through March, and then April I have to do Path to the Draft. So this is when all my sit in the closet writing players up. And blah, blah, blah. That's all. I'm up to 350 players now I've written up. So I only have about 100. I think I'm going to do 480 this year. So I got 130 to go. That's nothing. For me, 130 in 2 months is nothing. I'm taking tape. I'll do two a day. Now it's a matter of finding guys that might get drafted. That's the hard thing, because if there's somebody who gets drafted and I don't have a scouting report, I have to write it after the draft. Let me tell you what I don't want to do. After a week of doing TV every single day, waking up to do radio, all, you know, literally 7 days of multiple shows and makeup and changing all this stuff and having to deal with L.A. traffic, getting back to my hotel. Last thing I want to do is have to write up players who have been drafted. Like, what? 2 years ago, I got all of them. Didn't have one. Last year, I had four I had to write up.
Ugh.
And it sucks.
That sucks.
Yep.
I feel for you. And all that money you're making from the NFL. All that money that's pouring in.
Oh, yeah, the NFL.
The NFL.
It's funny.
The NFL doesn't make any money.
No, I think they do. They keep cutting all the NFL. Our budgets keep getting cut. And I'm like, I don't understand the math on this, guys. I don't want to say it too loudly, but don't trust me. People in my department are like,
well, you got.
It seems like the league's doing well.
No. But you do have 32 owners of the league, right?
Yes.
Then they all want their piece.
I know. TV deals are better than ever.
They don't want to share it with draft
TV deals
experts.
Well, I'm just saying NFL.com.
Preeminent.
I'm just saying it's NFL.com. I've literally got one editor who has to edit. I had three when I started. Now there's one. He couldn't even get my draft stuff out until last Tuesday. They used to get it out in January. Now it's like, he said, I'm doing it by myself. I don't have anybody. I said, what happened? He goes, what do you think happened? We don't have any money, I guess. I feel like the league has money. It seems like money's pouring in when I read all the TV deals, but I guess we're poor.
This is interesting.
It's like Drake McLean poor. I don't have any money, Johnny. Are you going to pick up a free agent?
You got some money? Do you have any money?
You have something stashed in your car in your glove compartment that I don't know about, some money in there? Because that would help.
Okay, so I don't want to get into it now. On the other side, I want to know what we can expect. You're heading to Indianapolis today. Mm-hmm. As soon as the show ends,
yep.
You're going to be flying up to Indianapolis, and you'll have a drink in your hand by probably 6 o'clock at some restaurant, some fancy restaurant up there.
7:15.
7:15.
Yeah, 6:15 this time.
Yeah.
7:15 Eastern. Yeah, you're right.
So, you'll have a drink in your hand, some kind of foofy drink, I don't know, with an umbrella in it. But
I want to know
what we can expect, and what some stuff that has surprised you looking at all these guys. Okay, we'll do that on the other side. Before we go, before we take that break, I don't like baseball. It takes too long.
Whoa, John.
It's not enough action. Now I'm actually intrigued to watch a game, as it's not just going to be standing around waiting. The game will speed up, makes it more interesting, and hopefully more hits. That's from Nick. And you know what?
I think it will bring
Nick Banting. I hope it will bring more
Nick, if you're under 40, they're excited to hear that.
Yeah. No, I think they're excited to hear that anyway. I mean, it does. There's too much standing around. It's too, you know, there's going to be a lot more action. It's going to be done in 2 hours, two and a half hours.
If this is like the XFL, you know what they would do? Or, you know, just a startup, but not a startup league, but they would say, okay, whichever two teams are involved in the fastest game of the year will get $1 million bonus to be shared amongst their players. So you get 500,000, you get 500,000. It's not a tremendous amount of money when you split it over the roster, but just a little something. Taste. And then all of a sudden, ESPN would say, boy, this was 1 minute. They were 33 seconds away from fastest game. Because then guys might be grounding out to try to get. Now, if you made it worth more money, maybe, where they had a big. No one wants to screw up their own batting stats.
No.
But how about that? Just say fastest game and slowest game. And slowest game is penalized with just, like, not hard, but, you know, like that rattan cane that kid got.
You get caned?
And you just hit it just like on the back of the calves.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you get caned?
Yeah, but not hard, like a three-quarter swing. Or no, somebody throws a...
Who's going to be the judge of the three-quarter?
Oh, no. Okay, here's... Somebody gets to throw a dodgeball at you and you don't get a move.
Well, okay. Or you're in a dunk booth. Okay.
Yeah.
Go into a dunk.
But you're in a dunk booth, but you get dunked into honey.
Okay.
It's got to be like a dunk. Oh, big deal. I go to water.
Then we let all these bees out.
Yeah. Oh, we throw ants on you over the top.
Okay. All right. If you're in the slowest game.
If you're the slowest
game. Well, wait a minute. What if there's a lot of runs and it's extra innings?
All right. Let me just say this. Slowest game. These are games I love to play. Slowest game. We release one poisonous snake in a lock. The locker room is in there, and one poisonous snake is let into the locker room, and then everyone has to get out. No. Now, you're probably going to get out. All right, but I want to make it a viper, like one of those crazy vipers that has that head that looks very scary, and not the ones that slither on the ground. I want it to, like, the a one cobra. That,
yeah, cobra.
Yeah. All right, well, let's just put a cobra in there.
Okay.
A king cobra. A black mamba.
And you have to fight your way out, and then...
Let's put two of them in there, because I don't want it to be easy for you to get out. You can't use bats if you're the slowest game. Pick up the pace. You know what? And let it be on TV, but you got to get the MLB package to be able to see it.
To see it, yeah. Oh, no.
Would that drive? I promise you right now, I would 100% find somebody who has a login, or I'd go to their house.
Or I'd buy it myself.
Or I'd buy the package. I mean, the marketing's not that hard, baseball. You just have to do things that have been on Japanese game shows.
Yeah.
Things from Squid Games. Things from...
People would watch. If you put two cobras in a locker room, if you played the slowest game, oh, no.
What's the other movie that's like Squid Games that I watched that's... I watched... Del, if you're listening, what's the movie... That's like Squid Games that I watched. 15.
Oh, yeah. It was just recently, right?
Yeah.
Just came out.
It's another Korean game.
Yeah.
It's a Korean thing, but like everyone, the game is just to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a really good show.
All right. When we come back, we'll hear what Lance thinks about. He's heading to the combine.
Yeah, and I'll have the show for you when we get back. But I'll tell you some things to look for, some of the fastest guys. Maybe you end up finding action on some of these.
Ooh, what?
I'm just telling you. I've got some idea about how fast people are going, guys. The bench
notes.
Press stuff.
Take notes. You may win some money next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, savings at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.